Beide kommen von mir nachher. Gönnsche Gosle in Peirese und Mocha und es war nicht mehr bei der Likeach. Ich nahme, Narashi ist es der second case. Gosle beloi Peirese. It is speaking about Gosle beloi Peirese. Und Mocha liache, wo also bo Peirese. And was also bo Peirese. Vitoyen Nigzal Aroi Ashbach. So now, we're speaking about a case of Goizel the Nigzal. So now like this. A Goslin stole a karka that's worth $1,000. Fine. He stole a karka that's worth $1,000. Now the Loikeach invested in this karka, let us say, $50. And the group payers that are worth now, altogether it's worth $200. So now the Nigzal takes away the karka with the payers. He takes away $1,200. So now, so Rashi says, but the Nigzal has to pay something for it. Umiyu hayitziya shahitzi aleikeyach yishalem loy ha-Nigzal. That the Nigzal is going to pay. The yitzias that the lekeich invested, the nigzal is going to pay him. So $50 is going to pay him. Shremitoich kach hushbecha yoysa. So the $50 is going to pay him. Now the $150 that shvach hayeser ala yitzias, that the nigzal doesn't pay him, that is going to mun from the meicher. That is going to come from the Meicher. So that what it says, that what it says in the Mishnah, that Peiris, Yemon from the Chosim B'nai Chayrim, means the Shvach Ayeser Ala Yitziye, and that the Nigzal does not have to pay, and that Yemon from the Meicher, Yon Yemon from the Chosim B'nai Chayrim. And Rashi says, Veina Shvach Yoyser Ela Yitzir Yisera Noisan La Yitzir Yishir Shvach B'day. Now, I just like to mention for 2 minutes, here it says, you gave the peiris from the Meicher. You gave the peiris from the Meicher. So Rashi, all of a sudden, has a kashi, you gave the peiris from the Meicher. L'chayre, the Nixel has to pay for it. The Nigzal has to pay for the Yitzias. So Rashi says, sure, well, the Nigzal pays for the Yitzias. But we're talking about, he only pays for the Shvach Kenega, the Yitzias. But the rest, the Lekeach months from the Gazel. The rest Lekeach months from the Gazel. And that's what we're talking about over here. The Shvach Hayeser ala Yitzias. Now, let us remind ourselves, we started off a sugya. Rav Oimer is goyves hashvach. So Rashi is takashe that lekeich is goyve from the gazlan the shvach. Like Rashi, v'im toima hanigzol yitain hashvach. Let the nigzol give the shvach. So Rashi says the whole teretz is speaking about the chsifa biyat gazlan, and that's why the Nigzal doesn't have to give him anything. So, there's a stira, these two Rashis. Why didn't Rashi say this teretz that we're talking about the Shvach Hayeser ala Yitziyah? Why, here Rashi said a whole kimte. Rashi said a whole kimte that here it's speaking about that it was Nichsef V'yad HaGazlan, and some Amele doesn't have to pay for anything. And we mentioned that the Lamdas is, that the Nigzal says, if you wouldn't have bought it, so the Gazlan would have been Mashbichet, I wouldn't have to pay anything. But a whole shtick Torah Rashi said over here, and later Rashi has the same cash, and Rashi says, well, the Nigzal only has to pay the Shvach Negele Yitzir. He was talking about the Shvach HaYisrael Yitzir. And Be'etzem, we didn't learn Taisvis, but Taisvis in the beginning of the sugya V'yesh loy shvach, but this Rav, that Rav says that the lekeich is teveya the shvach, so Taisa says shan nigzal lekeich akar ke ima shvach, b'ini mishalom lekeich ake yitzir, ke din yoyle ser sodach avere shloy b'shus, nima shvach yes arzir, noisen le yis yitzir, v'yesh shvach a yes, a yikach lekeich min a gazla. So Taisvah says this, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Shvach, HaYeser, Ali Yitzir. And Rashi here says the same thing. So why Rashi before to say a whole pshat with a Chsifa, a Shver pshat? So I'd just like to mention the Mayone HaChochme says something beautiful. We had mentioned yesterday that the Gemara before is speaking about that he was mekabel the moicher, the gazlan was mekabel achayis, and he wasn't mekabel the shvach. He wasn't mekabel the shvach. Afal pikein, Rav holds you pay the shvach also, and Shmuel holds you don't pay the shvach. What will be the din according to Shmuel of Pirish Loyes HaShvach? But here we are speaking about that was like Pirish Loyes HaShvach. It was only Pirish Loyes that is Mekabel HaChayis, not for the Shvach. So Mamela Zukta Mayone Chochme as follows. The Shvach Kineged HaYesem in HaYetziyeh. That means like this. The Shvach Kineged HaYetziyeh. This Lekeach invested money. So there, there's a Sfora, Philly, he wasn't Meforish, but this is Nichlal in the Kabbalah Sachayas. Well, I sold you a Kalke, you're investing money in it, I'll pay you for it. Shvach HaYeser Al Yitziyah, he's not the Kabbalah on himself. So that's why this Gemara is speaking about Loi Pirish Loi Yeser Shvach. Was Pirish was only Mekabel Achayis. It didn't say before she was Mekabel the Shvach. So Rashi says, here he's Zichen am Mekabel to be the Shvach, HaYeser Ala Yitzir. So Rashi is saying, it's speaking about the Shvach Kenege the Yitzir. The Shvach Kenege the Yitzir, let the Nigzel pay. So Rashi says, no, it's speaking about Yitzir B'Yad Gaza. Here we're speaking about the Pirish Leyes HaShvach. Here we're talking about, said Beferish, I'll pay for the Shvach. So if he said he'll pay for the Shvach, so he is speaking about Shvach, HaYeser Ala Yitzir. That's how the Mayon Echochme says Pshat, these two Rashis. Anyway, let's go further. Fine. So the Gemara says that, Hokedi Isa, Peiris is speaking about Lekech min Agazlan, and Shvach is speaking about Lekech mi Balchoy. Vret the Gemara, good. In the Mishnah, you can tell me such a pshat. I can't ding zich with you pshat in the Mishnah. But let's learn the Baraisa. We learned the Baraisa. Lishvach karkois keitzad. What is the case of shvach karkois? Harei shegoz al sodem echaveiro. A person stole a sodem echaveiro. Harei hi yoitzes mitachas yodoyim. And now they're taking it away from him. Yekshu goyve goyve saker menechosim mishabodim mishvach goyve menechosim b'nei choyrim. Yeah. So here it says klo. Here we're talking about gezel. The Baraisa explains the Mishnah. When we learned the Mishnah, you tell me, the Mishnah's being about bal choy. But the Baraisa says, the Baraisa explains the Mishnah. Voleitoni yoch. L'shvach kako yizkeitza d'rei shegozal soda mechaveire. A person was goizal a soda. V'rei yiyoitza mitachas shodik shegoive goive esaker menechosim ishabodim v'shvach goive menechosim b'nei choyrim. Now, this baraisa is very important. A person stole a field, and when you goive the kerem menechosim and the shvach nechos b'nei choyrim. If we're speaking about a gazlan, So a gazlan isn't goyve anything from anybody. Who's the nigzel takes it away from the gazlan, a good to talk. Here it says when yoytze mitachas yod, you're taking it away from the gazlan. Harei hu goyve kerem and nechosem mishabodim and nishvach minachosem nechem. Now if you'll take the baraisa face value, so it doesn't make any sense. Who are you goyve it from? So that doesn't make sense. Hey chidomi, ilay mekidiktoni gazlin miman govi. The gazlin isn't goyva from anybody. El alav kegoyin. So that was as a reish said gozol soda mechaveiroi. It means taki goyin she gozol soda mechaveiroi. Umocho liyache. And he sold, it's missing a few words in the baraisa. And he sold the field. Vehishbicho and the lekeich was mashbiach. And Memelin, here it says that the Lekeach is goyve the Shvach min echosim b'nei chayrim and the kerem min echosim mishabodim. Al kol ponim, we are speaking about, so you see clear, arei shagozo sodom mechaveiroi, we see we're goyve Shvach, it's a kasha an Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Omar lei, and Shuldik. You added a few words to the Baraisa. The Baraisa doesn't say that the Baraisa doesn't say that he sold it. Amalei Rav Terutzi Kometartzis. You're making a grais in the Baraisa. Tricks nami bebalchoy. So if you're making grais in already, so let us say that the whole Baraisa is speaking about a balchoy. And Shvach is speaking about a balchoy. And make another grais. Not a regozal, it's speaking about not gozal, it's speaking about that he borrowed. He borrowed, he was a balchay, and he sold it, and you're making greisen side by side, so if you're making greisen, so you can make one more greis for the same money, and there's no kasha and shmur. Let us see what Rashi says. The Gemara said before, Hoked Isa Reisha Benigzal, Pesefer Balchoyim, Lakama Moisim La Mireisha, later we're going to see by Peres is also a problem, it's Merzik Ribbis. Like the Gemara Veloi Toni Hochi Bebraisa Lodach Masnisen, Dein Metzin the Tukme Balchoyim, the Baraisa that explains the Mishnah does not say it is speaking about a Balchoyim. Reyoitim Itachas Yodi, Shebez Metzin Oisim Yodoyim, Shugaiva lakami meforishlam. Ilayma kediktoni. Shleimocha gazlan. If it's speaking about that, the gazlan did not sell it. Umiyode hiyoit in Besden is taking away the karke and the shvach from the gazlan. Is gazlan miman govi? Miman yeshlei ligvois. Besden takes it away from him. So who is he going to be goyve from? V'chi manosan bo, the kerem is going to be goyve from who? He gave something that he's going to be goyve the kerem? Yeah, so the masa sakochi, you have to add a few words. Arei gozol sode, and then he sold it, and the leker v'hishbicha, v'rehi b'din yoyze mitachas yode shalikeyach, and Alma is leishvachel lekech migazlan. So the Gemara says, no, it's you're making a grais. So who says it's speaking about a gazlan? Make another grais. Say it's speaking about a balchay. Fine. So no kasha and shmu. Toshma. So the Gemara goes further. We have another barais. The barais explains the Mishnah lachilas peiris keitza. Arei shegozol sodem mechaver. V'rei yoitz mitachas yodoyim, shegoyve goyve sakerem menachosim mishubodem, u'peiris goyve menachosim b'nei choyrem, heichi domim, ileima kedektoni gazlan miman govi, elalav kedain shegozol sodem mechaveroi, umocha lacher v'ishbicho. So peiris, we're saying also, that has to mean that the lekech is going with the peiris and the chos b'nei chayim, and And here the Lekeach will go over what he invested in it to bring about the Peiris. So it's also a kasha on Shmuel. Let us see Rashi. Shagozol Sodom Echaber Mocho La'acha Vishbiach V'nase Peiris Gemurim. That means that the Lekeach was Mashbiach the field. He planted something in the field. And Peiris grew. V'nigzal Loikra in Peirisel. The Nigzal takes it in Peirisel. V'ein einois in Ela Yitzir. And the Nigzal only gives the Yitzir. The Koma Aroi Ashbach. Uktoni the Lekeach Oysev Egoysev Egazlan Min HaMechurah. Al Koponim. We have here a case by Peiris. And by Peiris Al-Kochor, it's not talking about a Balchoy, it's talking about a Gazlan, and it's talking about that the Lekeach will be goive the Shvach HaYeser Al-Yetziyah from the Moicha, and according to Shmuel, it should be Merzi Keribis. Kitzah, we have here a problem. How could the Lekeach be goive the Peiris? The Peiris is also Merzi Keribis. He bought a karke and he planted in the karke. So he paid Lamaise $1,000 and he's getting back $1,200. The Shvach HaYeser Ali Yitzir. So it's a kasha and Shmuel. Omar Rove. So Rove says, no. You're making too many greisen in this paraisa. The Braise is speaking about something else in God. Hoche b'maya skinam kegoin shegozal sode mechaveiroi meleya peiris. The Braise, that what we speak about a Gazlan, was not speaking about someone bought from a Gazlan. You added too many words over here and then you made problems. No. It's speaking about something else in God. Shagozal soda mechaveiroi meleya peiris. A gazlan stole a field meleya peiris. Va'ochal es ha-peiris. He ate up the peiris. Va'chofa ba'peirois sichin umba'oris. And he destroyed a chelik of the kark. So now let us be megashim the inyan. Reuven stole a field. The field was worth $1,000. The peiris was a soda malaya peiris, so now the field with the peiris is worth $1,200. Fine. Good. Now, what does Reuven the Gazlan do? Reuven the Gazlan did two things. He ate up the peiris, so he owes now $200 to the Gazlan for the peiris he ate up. Fine. He did something else also. He destroyed. He made Boire Sichin and Ma'oris in the Karka. So the Karka, which is worth $1,000, is now worth $700. $700. Now, the Nigzel came. And now, finally, law and order is going to take place. So number one, we take away the Karka from the Gazlan. So that's a $700 karka was taken away from the Gazlan. Fine. That, now there's another cheshbon. There's a cheshbon the Nigzel tells the Gazlan, Rabbi Yid, you damaged my karka $300. You owe me $300 for the karka. You were mazik my karka. One bill, $300. You ate up the peiris of my karka, which is worth $200. So you owe me another $200. You owe me $500. $300 you owe me for the hezek in the karke. $200 you owe me for the payers. Fine. That's what we're talking about. Reshe gozal soda michaveiroi. A person stole a field. V'yoytze mitachas yodoi. And the field was taken away from him. But even though the field was taken away, the Nigzal did not get back what was stolen from him. He got back a damaged field which is worth $700. He needs now $300 to pay for the damages. He needs another $200 to pay for the payments. Fine. Zokta Baraisa, the Cheshbon will see later why, but the Cheshbon is like this. Now, he's going to go, this Goslin had other fields, and he sold the other fields to other people, his own fields. The own fields he sold to other people. Now the Nigzal is going to Mun for the Kark, and the $300 from the Kark is going to Mun from the Chosem Mishabodim. Period. That he can go, he can Mun from the Chosem Mishabodim. The Cheshbon will see later why. The Peiris, he owes him another $200, that you can't Mun from the Chosem Mishabodim. Why? We'll see later. This he Mun from Bnei Chayim. This he Mun from Bnei Chayim. He cannot Mun from the Chosem Mishabodim. He can only Mun from Bnei Chayim. And that is what the Brais is speaking about. Is nothing to do with Shmuel. We're not speaking about a lekeich min a gazlum. Lekeich min a gazlum. You don't pay the lekeich peiris. It's mezakerib. Talking about another story in God. Now let us again see Rabbi. Omar Rabbi, hoche b'may askinan, kagoyin shegozal sodom echaveiroi meleya peiris. A person stole a field from his chava. That's Malaya Peres. Va'och alasa Peres, he ate up the Peres. So now there's a cheshbin, he has to pay for the Peres he had eaten up. V'chofa bo'boyre sich in amoris, he damaged the karka that he had stolen. He has to pay for the damages also. Bo nigzal ligvois keren. Now the nigzal, the karka took away already. Good. The karka, but the karka took away is only worth $700. We have another $500 bill. $300 for the damages to the karke, and $200 for the payers. Shabon nigzal ligva is keren, goivim in the chosem mishabodim. That he can be goivim in the chosem mishabodim, that means the karkois that the gazlun sold, we'll see afterwards, Ahmad Bedin, we'll see later in the Gemara. But nigzal ligvos peiris goyvim in the chosem neicherim can only mum from the chosem neicherim, not the chosem mishabodim. That is pshat the braise in Shalom al Yisrael. Let us see what Rashi says. Next to the last line, Omar Rove, haichu goyve lav beleikeach koma. We are not speaking about a leikeach. The bishaloi mochas kina. We're not speaking about a gazlan sold the field. The goyve sa keren de koma benigzal. That one says you goyve the keren. Not that the lekeich is goyve from the gazlan. It's not lekeich. The nigzal is goyve the keren. Vim toima keren amai goyve minachosim ishabodim. The keren? He takes away the karke. Arei karke lafono. Zatrashi ke goyin shechofa bo boires ta afchasei mishabim. No. When they took away the karke, did not take away the karke that had the full value that it was worth b'shas gzeila. He was mazikit. So now he has to be goive the damages to the keren. So that you can mount from the chosem mishabodim. He wants to now be goive the peiris that were eaten up, that you mount from the chosem b'neichay. Fine. Rabbi Baravuna Omar, another pshat in the Baraisa, Kigoin Shinotluhu Masikin. It is speaking about Notluhu Masikin. That means that Gazlonim came, but these are Gazlonim, but the law cannot fight with them. So, Lamaisa is speaking about like this. It's speaking about Reuven stole a field. With Reuven, well, you can't help him. You take him to Bezdin, and that's fine. There was Masikin, that were Anasim Akum, they were Goyim, who were very strong and powerful, that Bezdin didn't have any Goyim with them. And these Goyim took it because of the Gazlam. I mean, the only reason they took it was because of the Gazlan. They had a cheshbon with the Gazlan, that's why they took away this karke. That was the cheshbon. So this karke was taken away from the Gazlan, because the Gazlan, like this, he's going to never steal Karkois. They had a cheshbon with this Gazlan, he gambled with Nakash of a Maisa. They took away this Karka, because it's the Gazlans, they took it away. They took it away from him. So now, this Karka is now in the hands of these lawless people, which our hands are tied. We can't, so it's taken away, finished. Now, because they took it away because of the Gazlan, now we get a whole, Bezdin schleps the Gazlan to Bezdin. Rabbi Yid stole Shimon's Karka, and because of you, this Karka is now in the hands of this Goyim, you have to pay for the Karka and the Peiris. It's your responsibility. It's because this happened because of you. Fine. Shinatlu masikim. So right, let's see what Rashi says. Anosim akum natlu amina gazlan ummachmosoi. It was taken because of him. Not that they're coming to take away karkois. They didn't take away any other karka. They took away this karka because of this gazlan, because he had a cheshbon with this gazlan. That's why they took away this karka. Usnan bebobekam. We learned the Mishnah bebobekam. A gozel sodem echaveiroi. Unatalu masikim, and now Goyim went and took it away. Im machmas hagazlan, if the only reason this was taken away was because the gazlan had possession on it, so now chayv lahamid lo yisod da'acha. Now the nigzel comes to the gazlan. Now the gazlan does say, "Well, there's your field. I'll tell you the address of the mafia. You just go and." Handle with them. No. With them, we can't handle. We're going to handle with you. Because of you, they took away this karka. You owe me money for the karka. It's that's lamachmosoi. Not lamachmosoi. Either it's karmi, whatever it is, but the gazlan is mechuyev to pay. Chayev lahamid leisoda acha. Now, so this is Pshat the Baraisa. This Gazlan stole a field Malaya Peiris. Finished. He stole a field Malaya Peiris. The field was worth $1,000. The Peiris were worth $200. These Masikin went, they saw the Gazlan had the field. Oh, they took the field and the Peiris. The $1,200 are now belong to the mafia. It's finished. It's now. So the Nigzel takes the Gazlan to Bezdin. Reb Yid, Reb Gazlan, you owe me $1,200. $1,000 for the field, $200 for the payers. And that is, and that's what the Braisa says. So the Braisa, we'll see soon. So the Braisa says, fine. So now the Nigzel can mon the $1,000 from Mishubodim. We'll see exactly what happened. And the $200 from Bnei Chayim. That's Pshat the Baraisa. Again, we're talking about a different case. We're not talking about a Lekech min a Gazlan. This has nothing to do with Shmuel. We're talking about a Gazlan that has to pay up Karka and Peiris for either he has to pay up Karka and Peiris. Either he damaged the Karka and he ate up the Peiris that was Rovas Akimta, or the Karka, he didn't damage anything. The Karka and Peiris were taken away from him, and because of him, so now he has to pay for the Karka and Peiris. Now the Nigzel comes in months from the Gazlan, or from the Mishabodim of the Gazlan. So the Karen he months from the Mishabodim, the Peiris he months from the Bnei Chayim. Now we're going to, before we explain this more fully, we're just going to explain why Rove said his pshat and why Rabbi Bar Avuna said his pshat. Rove lo yoma ke Rabbi Bar Avuna, harei hi yoitzo mitachas yodoi bedino mashme. The Baraisa says, let's see the lashon of the Baraisa. הרי שגוזל סוד מחברוי, והרי היא יויצה מתחס יודוי. Now, it's יויצה מתחס יודוי, so it means that the field was taken away from him. יויצה מתחס יודוי means it was legally taken away from him. So that means that Bezdin took it away from him. So Rav lo yomar ke Rabba bar Avun, arei yoyt metachas yodoi bedino mashme. It seems meikir adino was taken away, and now he has to pay up, so he has to pay up for the, so why does he pay up for the karka? The payers he ate up, why does he pay for the karka? If Zenekimta, he damaged the karka, so he has to pay for the damage. The Rabba bar Avun lo yomar ke Rove, Rabbi Bar Avuna did not want to say like Rove. He wanted to say that not lua masik and arayoytz mitachas yodei means the field with the peiros were taken away into the reshus of the mafia. So memele, because arayoytz mitachas yodei be'eino mashme. Yoytz mitachas yodei means the whole field is taken away from him. That means, according to Rove's pshat, it means the field was damaged. It's a partial field. It's not yoytze mitachas yodai. According to the pshat of Rabba Ravun, it means the whole field, lock, stock, and barrel, was taken away through the mafia. But the whole field was taken away. So we're not saying that it's a damaged field, it's a partial field. The whole field of everything was taken away. Fine. That's why each one said their pshat. Let us see Rashi, till we go a little further. Bedino mashme, it seems, yoytz mitachshad means it was taken away min adin, hilkach bohitzos nigzal kom, it means that the nigzal took away the field from the gazlan, begoyves hakeren de koma, so why, if he took away the field, so what's there to be goyves the keren? Shechofa boboires, that he damaged the field. Be'in Rabba Bar Avuna said, Yoytz mitachas yodei means the whole field was taken away. Be'in o mashme means the whole field be'en, k'moy shehoiso, loy shechofa bo boires. It's not speaking about chofa bo boires. Fine. So these are two mahalchim tefe'em fishmu. We're talking about a different case. Rav Ashi omar litstodim k'toni. It's talking about two parts. Kigoy. Shegozal sode meleya mechaveire meleya peiros. We are speaking about someone stole a field meleya peiros. Va'ochal esa peiros. And the gazlan ate the peiros. Umochar esa sode. And the gazlan sold the field. Now, so there's two things. The gazlan went and ate the peiros. The gazlan sold the field. But now, so now there are two gviyos from the gazlan. The lekeach wants to be goyve the keren from the gazlan, his money. He wants to be, I paid you for the field, so give me the money. So the lekeich is being goyved the keren of the field from the gazlan. The nigzal is being goyved the peiros from the gazlan. So we're talking about there are two gviyas. There's a gviya of the keren that the lekeich is making. He's moaning back his money. So he can moan from the chosem mishabodim. The nigzal is being goyved the peiros that the gazlan ate up. He months from the Chos B'nei Chayim. Shalom al Yisrael. Let us see again the Loshen HaGemara. Ravashi Omar Litzdodim K'toni Gein Shegozal Sodim Echavim Leia Peiris V'ochal Esa Peiris U'mochar Esa Sodim Bo Lekeyach Ligvois Kerem. Lekeyach went to be Goyve the Kerem. He laid out money for the field, gave him the chosim mishabodim. But nigzel ligvois peiros, gave min chosim b'nei chayim. Fine. Now let us see Rashi. Umochar es hasadeh. Now the gazlan sold the field. V'rei hi yoytze mitachas yodoi shalikayach. The field was taken away from the lekeach. Bidino, that means it was taken away mikra din, the nigzal took it from the lekeach. Uba ine, and the whole field was taken away. So the Lashon is Meiridik. Ayetz mitachas yodei, that means the field was taken away from the Lekeach. Now the Lekeach wants to mon the Keren from the Gazlan. And the Nigzal wants to mon the Peres from the Gazlan. Shalom al Yisrael. Now we're going to start understanding this inyan with the Chosim Mishabodim, the Chosim B'nai Chayrim. Frag the Gemara, Bein le Rove, Bein le Rabbe Barav Hune, Milve al Pehu, U Milve al Pehu, Einei Goive, Min Chosim Mishabodim. Like the Gemara Akasha Azai. That means as follows. Vishloime, according to Rav Ashi's Pshat, according to Rav Ashi, we're speaking back, Shagoyves Akeren means, the Lekeach bought, purchased the karka from the Gazlan. He has a shtar, so now the karka was taken away from him, the Nigzal took away the karka. So you can mon from the chosim b'shabodim. It's like it's a milva b'shtar. That means we're speaking about in the shtar. It's an achayis. The moicha was mekabel achayis. If the kark will be taken away from you, I mishabed my karkois. So it's very good why the lekeach can be goyve the keren from the chosim b'shabodim. According to Rove in Rabbi Baravuna, we're not talking about a lekeach. We're talking about over here, a Gazlan stole a field. According to Rove, he damaged the field. Fine. He owes money to the Nigzel for the damages. This Yaman from the Chosim Mishubonim was a Psashtar. This is a Milvalp. He owes money. He's a Mazik. He owes money. So why the Yaman from the Chosim Mishubonim? Or, according to Rabbi Baravune, the Gazlan, because of the Gazlan, the mafia took away the karka, so the Gazlan has to pay the Nigzel the karka. Fine, he owes him for the karka. There was no shtar over here. It's Garmi, it's Amazik. Fine. Why do you mon from the Chosim Mishabodim? So now we have a problem, say according to Rovis Pshat, Asai according to Rabbi Barafunas Pshat, how do you come to Nechosim Mishabodim? That is the problem. Let us see Rashi. Rashi. Bein le Rabbe, bein le Rove, the Mukmi Gvias Keren min Hagazlan bin Nixal, the Nigzal is being goyve the Keren from the Gazlan, Hamilva al Pehu, Vuleitofa Mimishabdi, it's a Milva al Peh, Yenateire from a Mishabodim. So why does he mon from the Mishabodim? There was no shtar. And for the Gemara, Hoche Bemai Askinon, Sha'omad bedin v'hoder zovin. Is speaking about as follows. The Nigzal took the Gazlan to best. Let's say of this case. The Nigzal took the Gazlan to best. Now, he stole a kaka that was worth $1,000. Is now damaged. It's worth $700. Paskind Bezdin, Rabid, you owe $300 for this kaka. It was a psak din. Now, we have to know when there's a psak din, there's a kail. There's a psak din, there's a kail. Now, everybody knows that this Gazlan owes the Nigzal $300. This Gazlan had karkois. He sold his kark. He sold his kark. People bought the kark. So now we come to the Lekuches, Reb Lekuches. You knew that he owes $300. Why did you buy the karka? you have to pay, you have to pay. So you so some mele, the nigzel could come to you and be gave the karka negative $300 that the gazlan owes the nigzel. That's Rava's pshat. Rabba bar Rav Huna's pshat, same story, but there it's not, it's $1,000 bill. The mafia took the field that's worth $1,000 away. Bezdin schlepped the gazlan to Bezdin. The nigzel schlepped the gazlan to Bezdin. Because of you, the mafia has this field. You owe him $1,000. Fine. Bezdin pass, you owe him $1,000. I'll call me. Because of you, you owe him $1,000. Now everyone knew of this. The lekuchas knew of this. Why did you buy his karkois? You bought his karkois. You knew that this karkois are meshubed. There's a curl. That's why the keren yegoive minachosim mishubod. Fine. Gvaldik. So we're talking about now, we just now know pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about, we said there was a karke that was worth $1,000. There was peiris that was worth $200. And we differentiated the karka yamon from the chosim mishabodim, and the peiris you can only yamon from the chosim b'neichar. Frek the gemorim, ihochi peiris nami, so the peiris is also yamon. There was a din teire. They slept the gazlan. Let's talk Rava's case. Rava's case is speaking about the gazlan stole a karka from the nigzal. He damaged the karka. He ate up the peiris. He was schlepta din teire. In Bezdin Paskin, what did Bezdin Paskin? Bezdin Paskin, you owe $300 for the damages, you owe $200 for the peiris. Now all of a sudden it says, now when you go over the $300, you go for the Mishabodim. The Lekuchas knew about it. You go over the $200 from the peiris. No. Only from the Mnechay. Take the Gemara, if it's speaking about Omet Bedin, so there's a curl. Lekuchas knew about this $200 charge also. So Memele, so you should be goive everything from the Nechosa Mishabodim. Ihochi Peiris Nami, so the Gemara says, Ksha Omet Bedin Ala Kerem, Vloy Omet Bedin Ala Peiris. That means there was a Din Teire on the Kerem, there was as yet no Din Teire on the Peiris. So that's chat. There was no din teire yet. There was no din teire on the peiris. There was no keil on the peiris. No one knows how much money he owes for the peiris. No one knows. Let's say Rava's case. Rava's case means he ate up the peiris. Who says I ate up the peiris? I mean, you have to have a din teire on the peiris. There was no din teire yet on the peiris. So about the peiris, the $200 that he owes on the peiris, when they bought the karka, they were unaware about this $200 bill, so you can't mum from them. Fine. Like the Gemara of my poske, I mean, he's saying, Amodne Maisi, you're saying the peiris, you mum from the Bnei Chayrin, the Keren, you mum from the Lekuchas, and because there was a dentair on the Keren, there wasn't a dentair on the peiris, man. Making a whole mice, according to this, that's the din. I mean, why are you making such a bubble mice? I mean, was it din tire on the keren, not on the peiris? Therefore, the peiris is no curl, so therefore you came on the lekuchas. I mean, why are you making such a mice? So the Gemara says, stomme de milse, ki tove inish karne tove bereish. Listen, we just got a hold of the Ganav. We proved that the Ganav stole the karka. That's the first dentaire. And the Peiris is a new dentaire. He is a good lawyer, the Ganav. Who says, I ate the Peiris? You saw me eat the Peiris? So you have to have a whole Asik with Adim. First, we have to be Mavara. The karka belongs to the Nigzel. We have to be Mavara. He damaged the karka. It's one dentaire. The peiris, and that's, Yenna wants to get back his karka and the damages of the peiris, and the damages in the karka. The peiris is another din teire. So these din teires did not come, it didn't work with a microwave, everything was all at once. So normally first you take back the karka, this is a new din on the peiris, how much the peiris will work. It's a whole new parsha. So usually it goes one at a time. So the Baraisa is speaking about after the first din Torah, if the nigzal and now all the kakois were purchased after the first din Torah, you can only mon from the lekuchas the kerem, because that was a kerel. The peiris you can't mon because on the peiris there wasn't a kerel. That's pshat in the beraisa. Shalom al Yisrael. Zot Rashi, kshomad bedin, koidim shemocha nechosa. There was a mother bedin, koidim shemocha nechosa. Bekivin de chayvu bezden. Bezden was mechayivim, islay kole. There was a koil already. Vahavale kemil vishta. So on the kerem, there's a milva bishta. And the peiris, there was as yet not a din teira. My poske, bit mir, poske tane le milse, the oimed bedin ein oimed ala peiris. I mean, so the mil says, yes. That's normally first you make a din teira on the keren, and then you make a din teira on the peiris. And we're speaking about that the lekuchas bought the kakois before the second din teira. Now let us just see the taptaisvis. Kshomad bedin ala keren b'loy ala peiris. Fine. Tema in kain my mitnei tikken ha'olam. Now, you're saying a very nice chat and those, but the Mishnah says the reason you don't mum the peiris from the lekuchas mitnei tikken ha'olam. Now, the tikken ha'olam, we learned a whole bunch of cases of tikkun olam. We say we don't mon mosen yishe babonis. They tikkun olam brings on lekuchas by a karke. They don't know how much the almona will eat, how many bonus will have. So when they tikkun olam, you can't mon. But here we're talking about in kain my mibnei tikkun olam haloi bedin loy gavi. Mi'ikar adin yikir, this is not tikkun ha'olam, the milva alpeh loigovi mimishavdi. There was no hamod bedin, there was no koil, so you don't mon. There's a new din of tikkun ha'olam. Tikkun ha'olam was a dovashen leikitzve. But we over here is tikkun ha'olam. Here there's a poshet adin, a milva alpeh, you do not mon from lekuches. Yes, loyma the lab mitnei tikkun ha'olam havamina hoyil v'omad bedin ala kerem yes koil gam lepeiris. Oh, so now Taisa says no. What? Yitzchul. It's 100%. There was a din teira on the kerem. But with this din teira on the kerem, automatically. A fellow that was not on the nitty-gritty amount of peiris, but there was from the whole din teira, we know already he stole a karka. The karka was malaya peiris. Between you and me, exactly how much the peiris were, okay, though. But there's a curl already that this person ate peiris. We know already what happened. This person stole the karka. He owes the nigzel money for the karka. Good, Besson said that the $300 bill on the karka, we know already, because that was the din teir on the kerem. But we also know he owes the money for the peiris, even though the proteus, how much money he owes for peiris he owes, we don't know. But the lekuches knows, so why are you buying all the, you're leaving over a karka for $300 and Shalom al Yisrael, and you bought all the rest of the karkois. This is not a milval peh. You know he owes money on the payers. That, so therefore, me'ikar adin, you should mon from the lekuches and the payers also. So what is takip shat? So there's a machlekes, the maram and the rishash. So the maram says pshat, rotzoloyma de'edei hamodes bedin ala keren, yesh loikoil gam lepeiris. Everyone knows he owes money on the peiris. Vim kain, have kemoi milve bishtar. So it's a milve bishtar on the peiris also. Everyone knows he owes money. Ela mipnei she'ein lepeiris kitzve loitofim imishabdi. But since We do not know the nitty gritty stock. We don't know. He ate Peiris. How much was the Peiris worth? We don't know. $100, $50, $200. We don't know. So I'll stick in the oilum. So we'll say, hey, so don't buy any kakoisman, because he owes some money on the Peiris. But you can't do such a thing. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That means on tikkun olam will say lekuches, you know that he owes money on Peiris, hands off. But if we'll say hands off, so we just hamper the economy. People won't buy kakois anymore from him, which is also not a skal. So they said don't mon the Peiris at all from the lekuches. That is mibnei tikkun olam.